The opportunity of a lifetime has come up for Sam Fairgray, who headed up Woodside Park Stud for a period of time last year, and he'll soon be joining the Yulong Racing juggernaut. He joins us on the program this morning. Sam, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning, everybody. I've been offered a great opportunity to join Yulong Investments, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So the role will be as operations manager. Exactly what will that encompass?
So basically, Joe, it's Mr. Zhang is wanting to build and progress his thoroughbred enterprise globally, and my role is going to be initially getting Australasia up and going. He already has 60-odd racehorses here in Australia, and a large number of broodmares, both here in Australia, has broodmares also in the Northern Hemisphere, as well as a racing team. So it's going to be just helping fine-tune everything and build what is hopefully a very successful racing empire for Mr. Zhang, who's very passionate about racing and so forth.
Such an exciting opportunity for you. It's going to be hard work and lots of travel.
It will be. Of course, Mr. Zhang has built a race track in China and in the process of building a second one there. So it's going to be very exciting to be involved with that whole process and helping him build this global breeding and racing operation for him.
And Yulong, it's fair to say, is potentially a game changer for world racing, isn't it?
Absolutely. He's so enthusiastic about it, and for the industry to have someone like Mr. Zhang, who's so passionate and wanting to get involved and grow within it, it's fantastic, because we're seeing people come in and help support the industry, and he's going to be another person who's going to help the industry grow globally.
How much are they looking to increase their footprint in Australia?
Well, they currently have a farm at Pakenham, and he recently has purchased property at Seymour, and will be looking to purchase some more land in that vicinity so that he can build a breeding operation at Seymour, where in time we'll stand stallions and have a broodmare band up there and be a commercial breeding operation. And we'll retain the property at Pakenham, which we will develop into our spelling and pre-training facility for our racehorses here in Australia.
Is the focus 50-50 split between racing and breeding, or what is the more important priority of the two?
Long term, I think the breeding operation will be the priority, but also, the racing will help support the breeding with, obviously, buying fillies at the yearling sales and colts, and bringing them through, and hopefully, one of those colts can end up standing at Yulong at our breeding facility.
Mr. Zhang is described as being racing mad. In your view, just how passionate is he about the sport?
Oh, he's very passionate. He grew up around horses and in Mongolia, and he really does love the animal and is very passionate about being successful. He himself has been a very successful businessman, and he strives for success, and that's going to be the great challenge with working with someone like himself who wants to achieve the highest in everything he does.
For you, your career has taken you all over Australia and into some of the biggest operations, but this is the biggest opportunity, it's fair to say, that you've been presented with, and you deserve it after many years at Arrowfield and the good work you've done with Woodside Park.
Yeah, Joe, it is. It's very rewarding to be offered this position. I started off early school and went and worked on a horse stud there, Rawera Stud, which was owned by the Fisher family. I was just initially going to do a year there and then head off to vet school, but ended up staying there for 9 years, and then was offered a position at Arrowfield, and went and worked for John Massara at Arrowfield for 14 years, and then had a time at Inglis and then Newgate and then Woodside for the last 6 months. So I've been very lucky that I've worked for some fantastic people and gained a lot of great experience in my time working for these people, and hopefully the knowledge and experience that I've gained I can put to use for Mr. Zhang and building Yulong globally.
And you leave Woodside Park Stud in terrific shape.
Yes, I've had a fantastic 6 months at Woodside, and it was a very, very tough decision to leave. Mark Rosethorne is a fantastic person, as well as someone who's very passionate about the thoroughbred industry. And I'm lucky that Mark understands that this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and he has wished me well. But Woodside, is, as we've seen, is definitely going places. We had a fantastic Magic Million sale with our top price of $625,000 for a Ritten Tycoon colt. And, of course, we stand Zoostar, who had Sunlight from his first crop, win the Magic Million. So Woodside is progressing in the right direction, and Mark Rosethorne will definitely make sure that it keeps growing and expanding and continues the success that they've had over the last few years.
And Sam, when do you begin the new role as operations manager for Yulong, and where will you be based?
I start on 1st of February. I'll be based in Melbourne, and I'll work out of Melbourne, and obviously, as you say, there will be travel globally, sort of going to China and so forth to help with the development of the race course up there. So, Melbourne has been my home for the last 6 months, and it's a great city, and I really enjoy living there, so that'll be my base.
Well, Sam, enjoy your little break between now and your start date with Yulong, and we wish you all the best of success, and we'll check in with you in the next couple of months to see how things are tracking.
That's great. Thanks very much, Jo.
Sam Fairgrey, who's been appointed the operations manager for Yulong Investments here in Australia, and he begins the exciting role next month. This is Talking Horses on RSN 927. We'll have more after this.